The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 24th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The battle over a prescription drug used in abortions continues. It's now to be heard by the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on May the 17th.
The pill used in about 60% of all abortions will remain available after a U.S. Supreme Court decision on Friday blocked a Texas judge's suspension of mifepristone, approved by the Federal Drug Administration 23 years ago. Mara Gandel-Power with the National Women's Law Center is worried about what other drugs approved by the FDA, including forms of birth control, could be challenged if the lawsuit is eventually upheld.
I think everybody's very concerned about what happens with medication abortion, but this case is about, can the FDA make science-based decisions and have those stand without interference?
The Fifth Circuit Court will hear oral arguments in the case next month, but whatever the ruling, it will almost certainly end up back at the Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade last year, the decision that had guaranteed the constitutional right to an abortion for almost 50 years. I'm Roz Brown.
Currently, abortion is banned in all stages of pregnancy in 13 GOP-led states, while another 5 have enacted similar bans still being challenged in the courts. Other states have taken steps to protect abortion rights and access. Now from Yahoo Finance, Fox Corporation's $787.5 million settlement with Dominion Voting Systems over the defamation charges is eye-popping, but they say the ultimate cost to the media company is likely to be lower. Yahoo notes that Fox can deduct the Dominion settlement from its income taxes as an expense necessary for the cost of doing business. A new report reveals the Keystone State steel industry has the potential to reduce or eliminate carbon emissions by making a switch to green steel, reducing reliance on coal and on natural gas. Daniel Smith has a report.
Nick Messenger is a senior researcher with the Ohio River Valley Institute. He says that for more than a decade, employment has declined in the primary and direct steelmaking industry in Allegheny County and the Monongahela Valley. Without changes, he predicts a loss of close to 800 total jobs supported by steel in the region in the next decade. The report estimates that fossil fuel-free green steelmaking with renewable hydrogen could prevent that job loss and add more than 1,100 additional new jobs.
All of those represent job opportunities that are attached to the steel industry.
The federal government has recently passed legislation that includes different tax rules.
This is Public News Service. Over the decade, 1,000 Florida kids in foster care now have permanent homes. That's thanks to a pilot program focused on placing older kids who typically encounter challenges in being adopted.
Wendy's Wonderful Kids, launched by the Dave Thomas Foundation in 2004, has helped people like Robin Bridges. She and her husband wanted to adopt an older child since they knew they're often overlooked in the adoption process. Bridges says the program guided them through the process of adopting Dawson when they discovered he had a brother with special needs named Dalton.
My husband's, his only thoughts were, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to put in a ramp, huh? I'm like, well, yeah. Because we both agreed that we weren't going to separate the kids.
I'm Tramell Gomes.
According to federal data, more than 54,000 kids were adopted in 2021, a 6% decrease from the prior year. Now to Colorado, where Senate Bill 291 is aiming to insulate Colorado ratepayers from spikes in their utility bills.
Sarah Sneed with the Sierra Club believes the proposal will address the root cause of rising energy prices, in part by removing financial incentives to continue building out natural gas infrastructure.
To us, the solution is simple. We need to take steps to transition from methane gas to proven technologies, cheaper, efficient, all-electric alternatives, especially for low-income customers who are facing the highest energy burden.
Senate Bill 291 is the product of a committee formed this year after some Coloradans saw their heating bills triple due to spikes in wholesale natural gas prices. Xcel Energy called the bill fatally flawed and told the Denver Post it could blunt investments by creating a hostile regulatory environment. Black Hills Energy said the measure would slow progress on the state's clean energy goals. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, our Suzanne Potter reports. So long, pine trees and coastal redwoods. Hello, desert trees. It's part of a Nexus Media News Solutions Journalism California News Service collaboration.
The U.S. Forest Service estimates the country is losing 36 million urban trees each year, wiped out by development, disease, and climate stressors like drought. Nathan Flack is the urban forest superintendent for the city of Santa Barbara.
If you look at weather data over the last 10 years, we're becoming more and more arid, and I think that that challenges us as urban forest managers to choose trees that perform much better in more arid environments and move away from some of the classic Mediterranean species.
The Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act included $1.5 billion to plant and care for trees in low-income communities of color. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.